Hey, Danny, for New York, you're like big city living, huh? Because when I see stuff on TV, like their apartments are like teeny tiny, like the size of like a walk-in closet.
200 square feet.
So, I have a question.
Shit.
The previous tenant, did he die?
No, he just like left a bunch of his shit here. Apparently, he was like going between here and California, and just got to the point where he's like, "I don't want to pay to move that stuff. Just take it." So, I took it.
Nice.
He left a perfectly good Ring camera that is still hooked to his account, and so I took the battery out. So, The battery is out, but
the battery back in.
There was definitely for a long time there was a Ring camera in the apartment, and I was like, I'm not leaving that thing just sitting there watching me.
Dude just live streams it to his OnlyFans.
Of course,
he's like, hey, by the way, we're gonna get one of these times we're gonna get a trans girl, and we're gonna put it on Groovy. Fucking money.
Fucking great. Groovy's very specific, apparently.
You're going to start getting like residual checks and not know why. It's because you're making money from on his OnlyFans.
Yeah, you're making royalty money off your butthole and you have no clue.
Hey. So, I'm going to grow a butthole, it's fine.
Yeah.
So
nothing has changed, Rachel. Nothing.
On the music, here we go.
Yeah. Hey everybody, welcome back to Girl Dad Girls. It's your host, that QT Danny B in the green light. With us today we have another special host called Bree St. Marie. You may know her from other episodes like every other one. Mm-hmm. We also have Michaela Ville.
What's up?
And We have, what's weird though is I feel like we're going back in time because we have with us another host. We didn't get a guest this time. Crap. No, we didn't.
Hey.
Y'all.
Perfect.
Well, okay. So we didn't get a guest this time because we have the original Girl Dad Girl, Rachel Days here. Am I saying that right? I never say it right. Is it Daisy?
No one ever does. It's pronounced Daisy, like the flower.
Daisy. Rachel Daisy. And so for those who are out there who are the Girl Dad Girls like aficionados, Rachel was actually the inspiration for Girl Dad Girls to be a thing. So me meeting Rachel was, I was like, we have to do this again. And we do this as a podcast because podcasts are all the rage now. So here we are. Anyways, Rachel, tell the folks at home about yourself.
Wait, before we get into it, can I say, Rachel, it's an honor to meet you. I will say I started listening to the podcast when I got invited on to be a guest. And I became a fan of all three of you like very early on. You guys are really cool.
Yeah, very sweet. Very much.
And Rachel, you had the sweetest little petite voice, and it was so cute. And I think all three of you are awesome. So thank you for your podcast.
Oh, hey, well, it's our podcast, we're gonna bring it back on, and we're gonna have it's gonna be a foursome.
Hey, it sounds messy.
Don't tempt me to a good time. Michaela, it's amazing to meet you as well. Obviously, you were one of the first people that I followed when I first started my Instagram page. So it's nice to kind of get that personal relationship down. Danny, I love that you're in the green light district and not the red light district. Bree, always good to see you again.
Do it.
Aww.
Oh, it's not going to do it. Him, it's not going to do it. Is it? It's not going to do it.
No.
Like, the nose.
So, Rachel, you stepped away from the podcast, and the ladies asked me to be a guest host for a little while. I wonder if this is what the fourth charmed sister felt like when what's her name left the show. I bet you that's who I am. What was her name? Paige?
I didn't even know about Paige.
I'm the Paige of the podcast.
The fourth of
the Go Dead Girls.
Larry, Mo, Curly, and then Shemp.
No, I do feel like we have enough now to do the full Golden Girls like aesthetic though.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm gonna sign these out and tell me what you think. Okay, so Rachel is definitely Betty White. Southern and sweet and wonderful. I'm probably like Estelle Getty, the old, like the, you know, the old lady, because I'm crotchety and I'm actually the oldest. I would say Mika is Blanche because she's just a slut. And then, okay. then that would mean Bree is Dorothy. Actually, no, that makes sense because Bree is Dorothy. Bree is analytical and like brings just like a lot of. And actually, you're my daughter, so.
Oh, okay. That's actually my grandmother's name too, so I'll take it.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. If we were Friends characters, who would we be?
Oh God, Phoebe, because I'm dumb.
No, you know, I feel like. Well, here I'll let you. So I did the Golden Girls. Y'all do somebody else do the Friends. Oh, okay.
Joey.
So when it comes to Friends, I feel like by default I have to be Rachel.
Oh yeah,
makes sense.
The joy,
but also just because that basic white bitch, and I feel like Rachel is also that basic white bitch.
Dare you, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I've like on Friends. Like, who do you? I don't know. I guess I identify with most with Monica, just because she's just like an asshole, and that's kind of how. But she also has fun. Although, actually, like maybe no. Actually, fuck it. Give me Chandler.
Mika, fine. I could definitely see Joey. I could definitely.
Yep. Totally.
That makes too much sense.
Actually, yeah. No. Sorry. No. Bree is Chandler. I'm Ross.
Oh God. Oh my God! Can we do Seinfeld next? I guess.
Damn it, I'm Ross. I'm the Ross.
I'm fucking Costanza.
Although y'all, David Schwimmer in Band of Brothers was actually equally as annoying. Did y'all, if you hadn't watched Band of Brothers, David Schwimmer Ross plays the same damn character.
Really? Like, oh yeah, he does in The Big Nothing too.
He's like, just how are bad. You? Like, how is your agent? Like, your agent's just like, hey, I have an annoying role. You want to fill it? And you're like, I got you.
Listen, sorry to break it to you, but you're typecast. So
you're this annoying.
Role's made for you.
Anyway, so Rachel, what have you been up to?
Yeah, where have you been?
What you been doing? What's
my friend even hiding on?
And also, do you listen to the podcast?
I do.
Okay, cool.
I'm a gym listener. So what have I been up to lately? So I have been working my day job as a banker. But you know, at night, because who likes free time? I also am the assistant manager at a sports bar.
Amen, girlfriend.
So nice. That keeps me busy. On top of that, the queen has returned to OnlyFans. So keeping busy with that, you know, extra income.
Yay.
And when I'm not there, you'll find me buried in the gym trying to keep any sort of modeling career that I have alive.
Nice.
Rachel, I did today go over to a sports bar. And told them about my app, fanscoutapp.com, for those who are listening.
Shameless plug.
And the dude was like, he was like, that sounds great for New York. And I was like, I'm not used to that reaction. Because usually it's like, why would anyone use, like in Charlottesville, it was always, why would anyone need that? There's three bars here. Why do we need this? And, but so I may plug you on it sometime.
There you go.
That's how we make our millions.
For anyone listening, Danny ran her app by me when we were all hanging out in California. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was freaking awesome. I wanted to get in on it from ground floor and I meant it. And then she ghosted me. I truly meant it, but she ghosted me. But it's okay. I think it's going to be big.
Hey,
I bear witness.
You know, honestly, Mika, I'm trying to make it worthwhile for your money.
What? The $3.50?
Yeah, it's not worth that much. It's not worth that much.
The tree fitty.
But so Rachel, so actually, now that we have you on as a guest, we can ask you a question.
Oof! Roasting begin.
Yeah. Okay. So what was it like starting a podcast with two girls you'd never met in person? And really, it was you, Victoria, and I, and somebody else who did like a live, which actually was the catalyst to start the whole thing. What did you want out of it, and what did you get out of it, and what were your like thoughts?
My thoughts for scheduling is an absolute freaking nightmare.
It's a lot harder to start a fucking podcast than everybody thinks. Right? Everybody out there who thinks, oh, podcasts are easy, you record it and you release it. It's like, fucking no, it's not. Stop it.
Not even close.
See, I think that's probably my biggest takeaway. Now, I've thought about branching out, starting one on my own, but the big thing on that front is if I want to record at 3 a.m. when I get off work at the bar.
Dare you.
There we go. Now, I will say that the podcast that I would start would be very sports-centric, not very trans-centric, so different avenues. We're good.
Wait, Rachel.
Yes. Good, we have enough of that out there.
Wait, oof. Rachel, are you trans?
Rachel trans too?
Don't even start.
I thought you were cis. I thought that's why you got kicked off the show.
Yeah, yeah. We found out you had one of those stock pussies, so we fucking kicked you off. Can we say stock pussy on this show?
Free.
Yeah.
We're getting caught.
Damn. Oh, I'm going to get us fucking canceled.
canceled.
But so Rachel, so what would your podcast be about? It would be about sports.
So it would mostly... That's what I'm trying to figure out. It would mostly be about pro football.
Pickleball.
That is my biggest...
Pickleball?
Handball.
Pro pickleball.
Pro football is one of my biggest passions. It's my biggest niche. So during the season, easy peasy, right? The question is, what happens after the season? I mean, you can only talk so much about the off-season news before it gets very bland.
I mean,
but
the sportscaster, the ESPN does it all the time. They're like, hey, by the way, did you hear such person like had a steak sandwich? Like,
right.
Did you hear so-and-so got hit in the head with a football at the combine?
I've already got planned to kind of start content at least through like my Instagram for the next upcoming week. And we've got, you know, head coaches who were hired, my analysis. We've got the combine, my analysis. Pre-draft coverage, my analysis. And then we've got free agency period. And then after that, there's just a lull until training camp. So, like, I have enough content that I could keep rolling. It's just a matter of how feasible is it.
I mean, I can dig.
There's enough football talk shows, podcasts, this and that out there. But it's a very male-dominated industry. And so I feel like they
need
that feminine voice.
Those out there, we are not.
I don't really like football that much, but I play Madden with my kids.
I love football, and I play Madden all by my damn self.
That's fun.
I can't.
That makes sense as to why you're not playing Modern Warfare Zombies. I'm actually downloaded Modern Warfare Zombies so I can play with Mika, and
it's Danny.
It's what?
Me?
What are you doing?
We were hearing this.
Oh yeah, sorry, that's me. Like my hands are, I'm bleeding. So.
Hell.
This.
Yeah.
That's me.
Damn it.
This makes great content, y'all. Come on. I don't know. I can never get into the sports games. Although I guess maybe if Mika asks me if I want to play with her, she'll probably start playing.
Well, I don't play that much. I just do it to spend time with them. I don't really love the game. What else is a fun game, but I don't really love the sport, is FIFA. That's a fun game too, surprisingly. And I don't really like soccer. Football.
Football. Growing up, I always had the newest PlayStation, right? And every year, I would get Madden, NBA 2K, MLB The Show, and then I wouldn't get a new game until Madden, NBA 2K, MLB The Show. And like, I literally just three games over and over and over and every over single and year. Over.
That's cool, though. Okay, wait, so what's your favorite video game? Madden, NBA 2K, MLB The Show.
So I would say NBA 2K just because I don't win all the time. Madden, even on all Madden, I feel like I always win. But also after a long day of work, it's really fun to put in GTA and just go on a murdering rampage. Sorry.
I miss that game.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say is like my favorite game that I can't play is Mario Kart Wii, because every time I try to play with somebody else, I just fucking murder them.
So,
and it's like, are
you talking about Double Dash?
No, just like Mario Kart Wii.
So like
GameCube, sorry.
Next time that you're able to play Mario Kart Wii, I have a game you gotta play, okay? It's the best game ever. The race starts, you get up, go to the fridge, shotgun a beer, and then sit down and start the race. I'm the best drunk driver there is, man.
You know,
nice.
You know, so here's my problem with doing the drinking with it. Is It kind of it exacerbates like you playing badly. Like this guy came over and he wanted to play drinking Mario Kart, and I was like, okay, bring your own alcohol because I'm not supplying you.
Wait, did you say it masturbates badly?
No, it
does masturbate badly though too.
I get them East Coast words. it turns into a bad thing.
Masturbating is never that bad for me.
But so what happened was like dude comes over, wants to play Mario Kart. We play drinking Mario Kart where you drink every after every race, and I was like, this is a bad call for you, guy. This is a bad call. And so he comes in, whatever, I can beat you. And I fucking proceed to annihilate him at every race. And he's sitting over there just getting drunk. And I'm just like, I can just see the whiskey dick just starting to happen. And it's like, damn. First off, he's drinking all the good alcohol. Second off, he's getting whiskey dick. And it's like, so what am I getting out of this? I'm basically like, I guess just, I'm kicking his ass and Mario. I mean, eventually at the end of it, I was like, I did kick his ass in Mario Kart.
So you essentially did
get a version of bad masturbating.
I got blue balled by somebody else.
So last time I played drunk Mario Kart, I won most of the races, but when I started losing, it was time to quit, right? And so then...
Wait, were you playing Wii or were you playing GameCube?
Oh, we were playing Wii. We were playing Wii.
Oh, wait, did you have the nunchuck? Nunchuck is game-changing.
I had the steering wheel.
Wait, next time do the nunchuck.
Okay.
It is like, it so we're like, you know, the steering wheel, like every small turn, everything you mess up, nunchuck fixes that.
So I was playing Drunk Mario Kart, and when my friend started losing, I'm like, all right, we got to call this quits. And then we decided that it was a good idea to go have sex. And halfway through, I passed out because I was drunk.
So having sex or playing Mario Kart?
I passed out mid sexual encounter.
Oh.
Wait.
That was real bad masturbation.
Were you topping or bottoming?
Bottom, baby. Always.
Yeah. What is topping?
I'm passing out at that point. It's like, all right.
Topping? Are you talking about like meringue on a pie?
I mean, although I did not realize until I moved to New York that topping has several different meanings. And I cannot describe them to save my life. But I said, oh, I'm a switch, and they're like, oh, so you like the top and bottom? I'm like, well, yeah, I like to be the one, like, you know, doing the for me topping is like when you're kind of like, okay, you're doing the penetration, like you're the guy, as they say. But like apparently here, it topping sometimes means just the one who's more dominant. Like you can top somebody but receive, like you can basically be like, give that to me, and like that you're still technically the top up here. I have no idea.
It's called service.
Both topping. Of those are never me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. okay, so you were bottoming in the general sense.
In the general sense.
And you passed out. Did the top enjoy? I'm at like 5% battery, so I'm gonna come over here. For those who are interested, here's my
You're not green anymore.
Oh, yeah. I may go in the bathroom actually because it's good. There's actually really good light in the bathroom.
Or don't. Yeah, whatever you want.
So, now you get to see my apartment. that is gonna keep it going. Anyways, Rachel, so you passed out. Did the top wake you up and say, hey, I'm done?
No, at that point, he stopped because he wasn't sure if I was okay.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Fucking gentleman.
She's dead.
Fucking gentleman.
And then I came to and I got up and I was like, oh shit, I need to go throw up. So I got up and I went to the bathroom and I fell backwards, nearly hit my head on the door handle. Before crawling my way to the toilet.
Did you take the morning after?
No.
You can never be too sure.
It's a good thing you didn't fall asleep giving oral sex, because you could have drowned.
What a way to go.
Right? How'd you die? Oh, imagine have a like, seat. It's a story.
Imagine being that person being like, hey, you all right? You okay? No, you okay? Oh, God. Somebody.
Cause of death was drowning? Okay.
I mean, honestly, though, like at that point, it'd be like, it's kind of a, like, kind of a humble brag. Like, hey, girl choked to death on my dick. So, I mean, really. It's not murder, cause like it's, you know, it's like
we call that manslaughter.
Yeah, is that murder in the first?
Hey, you know, like honestly, no. It's like, you know, honestly, like actually,
wouldn't that be woman slaughter?
I'm not. No, honestly, okay. So what I will say is, in Charlottesville, sometimes they don't need to be a girl to suck your dick. So,
Are you talking
that's
about
one
that?
Of the, one of the few things shit? That I will say is like kind of interesting up here is like the amount of people who want to suck dick is kind of. This is probably after some after hours stuff, but they're fucking everywhere.
Let's save it for after hours because my grandma listens to this podcast, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
she does.
So does mi abuela.
Suck for you, Mika. My grandma's dead.
Actually, both mine are too.
Damn.
Oh,
oh, it's just be a bad time to mention that I just got back from my grandma's funeral.
Oh, no, that's right.
Like
10
minutes ago.
No.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I mean,
damn it. How did I forget that?
Fuck. It's going to sound really bad, but like, welcome to the club.
One of us.
I mean, there was no, honestly, it happened. Like, honestly, death is actually one of the things. I was walking down the street with Bree 2 today, and she's going to hate that I called her Bree 2. Anyways, But we were talking about something, and she goes, oh yeah, you're living in a kind of a crummy part of town. Do you want to like bring up anything else that sucks about life? Like, I'm gonna die, and she goes, well, you are gonna die. I'm like, yeah,
at some point.
Yeah,
so,
like, cool.
So you're participating in the Bree 2 movement.
Hey, Rachel, give it up. There, it is.
Wi-Fi.
We should you know what we should do next time is we should bring a guest on so we can we can interview somebody.
Solid idea. As
opposed to having just the four hosts.
Hey ladies, I wanted to try something new today. Ooh, if we could.
Yes.
Would you mind just experimenting with me and just playing along, see if it works out?
Yeah.
Whatever you got. We've done before.
I didn't know what we were all going to talk about. I didn't want it to be weird with Rachel here.
Wait, Mika, you didn't want to be weird?
No, I'm usually not. But, okay. Oh, also, by the way, I'm not wearing a bra. I decided I had a long day, and I was in the boob prison all day, and I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go braless. So if you just saw my nips, sorry about that. But ladies, check this out. I created a trans trivia game.
What?
Okay, this is going to be kind of Jeopardy style. We'll let Rachel pick first. I'm going to read a question, and you ladies have to buzz in.
What are these numbers?
They're numbers. They're American numbers, 1 through 15.
Is it American numbers?
Yeah.
It's actually Arabic, but whatever.
So scientific with everything, Danny. Okay.
But no, Chandler. I'm Ross. I'm Ross. I'm a doctor, but not really a doctor.
Okay, so every question on the board is somehow trans related, since this is basically a trans podcast now, apparently. So, but you can't just blurt it out. You have to buzz in somehow. So how are you ladies going to call in?
How long have you had this? And just like assuming that, like, hey, one day we're gonna play this.
I made this today. I wanted to impress Rachel.
Uh-huh. It's working. Uh-huh. I can see it.
Okay. So let's just say I'm gonna read the question, and at any time you could just say your own name. And if I hear your own name first, I'll call on you to answer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep score. And there's going to be one winner at the end.
Holy crap, do you have a scoreboard already made up for us?
I do. Ta-da!
Jeez Louise.
Dan is completely floored by this whole concept.
Like the amount of foresight.
I just wanted to change it. You were moving to New York. I was making trans trivia questions. We're both busy.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Starting it off with my lucky number 13.
13.
Okay, Taylor's question.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait. Here we go. Okay. Ready?
Huh?
This Canadian actor played a pregnant high school student in the 2007 movie Juno.
Oh, God. I didn't do actors.
Oh, great. Elliot Page.
Elliot Paige.
Trans related.
I forgot his name before, but now he is Elliot Page.
Yeah. I've completely forgotten the old name.
Okay, good job, Bree. You have 1 point and you get to pick the next number.
Three.
There's not like a point system to.
Yeah, it's 1 point per question you answer.
1 point.
Yeah.
Okay. Numero tres, por favor.
Tres. Okay, here we go. Ready? You ready, Rachel?
Ready.
Rachel, I'm rooting for you. Okay. This adorkable transgender influencer invented the word foop, which is basically the opposite of the meaning of shart.
Rachel. I'm going to guess it's you.
That's not a formal answer. Do you want to retry?
Mika?
Who is Michaela Ville?
That's right. 1 point for Rachel.
Even phrased in the form of a question.
Are you the answer to half of these?
No, that was the only one. I can't believe you picked it so quick. Okay, Rachel, another number.
Who can answer a front door and be recognized 9 out of 10 times?
I will take number 8 in honor of my boy, Kobe.
Oh, Kobe! Like number. Here we go. Okay. This is a gender title created by trans people to describe someone who is not trans or non-binary.
Danny.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, I don't know. I think I heard Danny first. Danny? Incorrect. You lose a point. You're now at -1.
What is cisgender?
Cisgender. Rachel with 2 points and taking the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to speed through these. Hope this isn't boring for an actual podcast listener. Pick a number.
No, of course not. We have 15 more. We have 13 more of these to go. 12 more of these to go.
Do 3.
3 is gone.
Is not there. Let's see.
You lose a point.
5.
5. Okay, number 5. Here we go. Okay, ready? Okay. Light pink, light blue, and white are the 3 colors of the trans flag.
Danny.
But what order are they in from top to bottom? Danny.
Blue, pink, white, pink, blue.
Correct! Danny's on the board.
With 0.
With a point.
I'm at zero now, right?
All right, Danny.
Wait, are we playing Jeopardy rules? We're playing Jeopardy rules, right?
So I'm back. You can answer any way you want.
What?
You can answer any way you want.
I want, let's do 15.
15. I like being a host. I should do this in real life. Okay. Yeah.
Just replace Trebek.
Ooh, I like this question. These transgender siblings originally directed the Matrix trilogy as brothers.
Bree. The Wachowski sisters.
That's correct.
You.
Bree with 2 points. Danny, you're falling behind with 1 point.
No, honestly, no. I you said the Matrix, and I was like, God, Bree has said this to me probably 15 times.
And you never listened.
By the way, did you know?
Okay, Bree, pick a number.
Give me 6.
6. Okay, here we go. Okay. This word is used to describe when a trans person is living as their desired gender, but is called out by an individual for, in fact, being transgender. Danny.
Clocking.
Very good. Boom.
Get out of here, nerds.
It's a tight game, ladies. 2-2-2.
Now I'm invested.
There you go.
Danny.
Now I'm fucking invested, all right? Hey, you let loose the lion, you catch the... Anyways, 9.
9.
Sorry.
We went with 6 and then the upside down 6.
We did 6 and 9.
Okay.
How scandalous.
This is the technical name for the medical procedure of removing one's testicles, but not the peen. Danny.
Orchiectomy.
Wrong. Danny with 3 points and taking the lead.
It's a nutlessectomy.
Rachel. I'm rooting for you here.
Did you also? Well, so why was that number?
I had to let my nutless friends answer that one.
Hey, we call ourselves Pesticlightless.
Were the testicle-less birds?
This is a peanut free zone. Okay.
all right. So we're gonna go
individual over here.
I should keep it. I guess I gotta go with seven now because
I can't. Mr. Peanut.
The symmetry's gotta stay. God.
Okay. An irrational fear of transgender people.
Ooh, is Rachel. Transphobia.
Transphobia. Tying with Danny. Now Bree's falling behind.
Hey.
Rach. Oh.
These are Rach.
Let's do 11. Double one.
11.
What is 11, okay. Alex?
Here we go. Okay. This is a term used to explain this, a sense of unease someone may have because
Rachel,
of a mismatch between their biological
sex
and their gender identity. Bree, I heard Bree first.
What the hell? You got to start when to hear the whole question.
No. Okay, let me reread it. I heard Bree's name first, though.
No. Now they went. They already went.
Fine. Dysphoria.
Bree. Yes. Very good. Okay. That's a tied game again. Oh my gosh, you guys are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Danny, get reinvested. Come on.
Do one.
Three.
One.
Hey, good Lord. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. What does the abbreviation HRT stand for?
Danny. Hormone replacement therapy.
Very good. Oh, taking the lead again.
Good thing you got that one because I didn't know it.
All right.
I call them feminims.
It's got to be 10.
10.
It's got to be 10.
Perfect. Here we go. I like this question. Is it ma'am or is it sir?
What?
Danny. Pronouns?
No.
Rachel. Ma'am.
Yeah, I'll accept it. It was supposed to be, it is ma'am, but that works. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Wow.
Do you
remember, Danny, the GameStop trans woman who got really upset?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It is ma'am.
Four.
Okay. This famous trans actress played Dr. Frank N. Furter in the 2016 live TV adaptation of The Rocky Horror Picture Show. I have an additional clue if you need it. Yes. Sounds like you do. She was also a star of Orange is the New Black.
Oh.
The firefighter?
Laverne Cox.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, lover.
Only three more. I think Rach, you picked last time.
14.
Okay, here we go. This is the official name for a female to male bottom surgery.
Rachel. Oh, shit. Falioplasty.
I don't think it. Yes.
Damn,
Rachel.
Completely
okay,
lost on that
up.
One.
Hey, Rach, 2 or 12?
Two.
Okay. This is what many trans individuals refer to as their birth given name.
Rachel.
Oh, Danny.
Rachel.
No, what my name was.
Dead name.
Damn it. I was like, wait, hang on. Fuck. No.
Okay, line last question. I guess. Number 12. Here we go. This is the official name for male to female bottom surgery.
Danny.
Vaginoplasty.
Yep. Oh, damn it. It's a tie. I didn't have anything for a tiebreaker. But congratulations, you two. Bree, you are officially the loser of this game.
As in Bree, life as
Bree,
well.
Bree get peed on.
Yeah, I get peed on. I get, you know, whatever.
Cool. Thank you for putting up with that, ladies. That was fun.
That
was fun.
Something that Mika made up.
Trans-tiberty.
Wow, wait, so Mika, how long did that take you to make?
So I had to do a detail today at work. So I was kind of in my car working for a couple hours, and I just kind of jotted the questions down. And when I came home, I wrote them all down and made the board.
I love how we went through 15 questions, and the answer to none of those questions was Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, who's thank that? You for that.
I don't know who that is.
No, like...
On the other hand, I didn't see anyway, Jamie Clayton.
So somebody is going to, somebody who is a Dylan Mulvaney fan is going to watch this and be like, y'all are assholes. And be like, yeah, we kind of are.
And?
Like, yeah, you got mediocre surgery and you kind of want to seem like a cool person. But.
Shots fired.
I digress. Actually, one thing I did see, so I've been getting hit up by Dr. Champs Braley. He's apparently like coming to New York to do an expo on FFS, and it's like, hey, we see that you've recently like asked to be part of Champs Braley's like FFS plan. Do you want to come and have a free consultation in New York? And I'm like, I'm a little beyond that.
You should go to see what he would change.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, by the way.
Give him my name and number.
Uh-huh. What do you be like, hey, Dr. Braley, what do you think I can do with this? How do I make myself more feminine? Because I just feel so guy. although I will say the hard part, and this is true talk. I've gotten told here in New York, people are like, yeah, you look feminine. Like what's the problem? And like you never get over feeling that insecurity of kind of like feeling like you still look like a guy. You don't. It never goes away.
Even after surgery,
like I can walk down the street. Like if I don't speak at all, like somebody comes to me and they're like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey. But if I don't speak, I feel like I can pass per se. But like you never get over the fact, like when I walked in to get a burrito for lunch, and I was like, they're going to ask me what I want to eat, because that's just kind of like how it works at a place. Like you have to, like, you can't just be like, point. So like, they were like, what can I get you? And I was like, can I get a turkey sub? And they were like, yeah, sure. And I was like, they totally clocked me, and they're like, ma'am, your turkey sub. I was like, ha, I got him. And like, but that's the thing, is like, you sit there and you're like, you kind of feel like I got him. It's kind of like the typical like thought process, which is kind of shitty, because it's like, you kind of feel like you're tricking everybody.
Hey Danny, I bet you in a place like New York or LA, I bet you people don't really care as much as you probably think.
You know, like honestly, that's kind of like what I've realized, is going into the bathroom at work. Like there's a women's bathroom. They actually, the cool thing is Fanatics, which is an amazing company, does have a gender neutral bathroom between the two. Like you can actually go into the gender neutral bathroom, which is fucking awesome. But like I'll go into the women's bathroom and I just stare at the ground, because I assume that anybody who sees me in my giant fucking shoulders is going to be like, that's a fucking dude. And it's gonna clock me, and it's crazy, because like they see you and then it's like, that just looks like a bulky lesbian, and it's like, I mean, you're not wrong.
Hey,
but yeah, we went to a comedy club and I got called, like, so they pointed at me and Brie too, and they were like, we got a couple of lesbians over here, and like I walked out and I was just like sadly in my mind I was like, I tricked them. But it's like, that's kind of a shitty way to think of it. Like, I tricked him. Like, I didn't, you know.
See, I don't know. Me, myself, like, I've never... Once I got to a certain point in my transition, which I hit probably last year, me personally, I quit having those thoughts. Like, even now myself, like, I've started going out completely without makeup, da-da-da-da-da, and go through my life, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, people see me for who I am. That's, I'm not tricking anyone, I'm just being who I am.
It is.
I agree. Danny, you're still also, you're pretty new to the scene. How long have you been transitioning? Like a year and a half, something like that?
Like 4 or 5 months. No, it's almost been 2 years. 2 years in June.
So you're still kind of like a noob trans, kind of like a baby trans. With time, I promise those feelings will go away. And you're the one who's not going to care anymore. Even if people might be judging you.
The hard part is walking around and like, whenever somebody asks me a difficult question, I immediately revert to this voice because they're like, what do you want to eat? Do you want, what kind of cheese do you want? And I'm like, that's a really hard question. Like, do I want pepper jack or American or do you have Swiss? So of course I'm going to go, can I get American with that? But inevitably like that's a lighthearted way of saying like hard questions do. One of the things that I was talking to somebody about is they're like, why don't you always talk in a certain voice? Talk in this, like in this high voice. And the hard part is you're constantly having to apply a filter to everything you say. Everything you say needs to go through a, does this sound like an idiot filter? Like we all do. Or like, is this cognizant? Like some of us do. Most of us are like, does this make me sound like an idiot? Less of us are like, hey, does this sound smart? And then we have to add an extra thing of, do I sound feminine when I say this thing? And so that extra filter that we have to add on, eventually I'm like, you know what? I get so caught up in it. Is this a stupid thing that I'm saying that I forget that last filter and I sound like this?
You don't turn like off my though. Idiot filter a long time ago. I say a lot of dumb things.
Oh no, we all know that.
Thank you.
When's the internet coming back? I watch a lot of porn.
my biggest insecurity for the longest time was my voice, and it took me a long time to get comfortable with it. And now this is my voice, and I consider myself female, so this is my female voice. It just happens to be a little bit deep.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
And obviously, like we've talked before, of kind of some of the voice training that I've done myself. And honestly, I've gotten to a point, this isn't my natural given voice, but honestly, it's so effortless at this point. But I will say, if you catch me at the bank at 8:30 a.m. when we first open, my voice is a whole ass octave lower just because I'm too tired to give a fuck.
Well, but it's also about like it's also about the cadence too. It's like
it is.
There is like when I talk like this, which is my natural speaking voice. Sorry, everybody who's watching, but this is like my natural speaking voice. It sounds masculine because it's kind of like this who I am, and I cannot articulate the same level that I want to. If I wanted to sound more feminine and like kind of like just be a little bit more girly, I'd have to take away some of that thought process of like, because you always have to count like it's not a this then this and then this. It's like which one of these other things is going to suffer because I want to apply more to this filter, and so maybe I won't think as much about what I'm saying, or maybe I won't like I won't apply so much of like, is this a bad thing to say filter to it.
Take the idiot filter and throw it away and blame it on the blonde hair. That's what I do.
Mm. Ooh, good advice.
Easy peasy.
life advice with Rachel.
I love it. I think most people out there, like, sadly, the thing is with people I work with, I feel like they've learned by being thrust into this HR like lectures where they're like, learn somebody's pronouns and use them correctly, which is sweet and it's very kind. But honestly, you can hear them like walking on eggshells. They're like, Danny said that she wants to do this and this and this. And it's like, you can hear it. Whenever you hear that, you're just like, ugh. Like, I feel like if you feel bad, like, cause it's like, I caused somebody to go, ugh. And they're, and it's like, damn, I did that. That sucks. So, but
everything will come in time, Danny. Don't worry. I carried a male at my work for almost 10 years before I transitioned, and it took people a while to get there. But now I walk in, everyone calls me by my name and my pronouns.
Well, yeah, and people
will get there.
You also don't talk like a fucking redneck like me.
You don't.
My voice is deeper than yours, I think.
Maybe. Anyways, I digress. Anyways,
this is me most of the time. I have this like customer service thing that I turn on once in a while. Mika's heard it in the Amazon place, but like I'm mostly like this. I don't care. I do not.
Honestly, all three of you, I just like whenever I hear your voices, generally assume like it's like a female voice. I guess maybe it's like this acclimation, and maybe it's just still me in my head, and everybody out there listening. You're probably in that, like, if you're feeling that same way, you're probably in your own head just like I am. Whereas, like you're never satisfied. So,
you know, Danny, if someone gives you a hard time, send them to me.
Hey, go across the country.
I got your back, chica.
Speaking of sending it to you, is it time for a Mika minute?
Sure. But before we get into that, I want to ask a question that's kind of off topic. I noticed my microphone is right in front of my face. Does it look like I'm going down on a robot?
Robot?
Yeah, Bender.
No, unless you're about to go down on a robot. Yeah. <it's good. laughs>
All right, let's do this.
Rachel, are you privy to the Mika minute?
You're about to be.
Welcome back to the Mika Minute. Rachel, are you familiar with the Mika Minute?
I'm not.
So the Mika Minute is something that the ladies let me bring to the podcast because we're always talking about trans topics and it gets so boring. Am I right, everybody? So I like to ask three random questions that have nothing to do with gender. And just answer them any way you'd like and it'll give our audience a better way to get to know you, even though our audience probably already does know you. But let's get into it. Okay. Ready?
Hit me with it. Yes. What do we got?
Okay. Question numero uno. If you could go back in time for one single day, when would you go back and what would you do? Let's say Back to the Future time travel rules apply. So if you change something in the past, when you come back, it'll change the future.
Oh,
what? Not the Marvel way. The Marvel way's timeline branches.
So you could go, but you could go back and give yourself like the score, like they didn't end Back to the Future. And
the
like,
almanac.
Yeah, the almanac. It'd basically be like, cool.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Of course.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I would go back just a couple years, honestly. I would go back to Kobe's final game in the Staples Center.
Yeah,
I just think that'd be a fun moment to be physically there in the moment, not necessarily watching on TV, but physically at Staples Center watching the game.
So I will say I'm disappointed because you could have gone back to the day he crashed and kept them from getting on the helicopter.
Stop it.
Damn, Mika.
Honestly, also didn't say go back to Hitler's acceptance into art school and say yes.
You know, yeah, go back where Trump's mom was like taken, be like, hey, pull out.
Swallow that one.
I'd go back to myself at like 5 years old and be like, hey, these feelings are real. Like, don't shy away from this because it's going to be 32 years till you actually like have the chutzpah to do this.
But you're going to tell that kid, look, it's possible you're going to have boobs someday, kid.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, kid, look at this. Yeah, do this sooner. Do it sooner.
I'm you do this from the fucking future. Sooner. Get in the chopper.
But then again, like, yeah, as we always talk about, like, wouldn't that affect we are who we are because of who we were, and
isn't that a Kesha song?
He's being a T-shirt. That was beautiful.
We are who we are.
Because of who we were. But no, yeah, like I wouldn't be this fucking badass software developer if I hadn't fucking soaked up that, like, nobody likes me and I'm all alone and nobody wants me, my friend. I guess I'll go write websites. I guess I'm like, I gotta make something to make people like me and people learn a shit ton about software development.
Brie, what would you do if you can go back in time?
Oh, God. I'd probably go back to high school and I would say put it all on Apple and Google.
Smart. I like that.
And Disney.
I'll get on Amazon, ground floor.
Oh, yeah, true that.
I also love to cuddle with a dinosaur, but I don't think they want to cuddle with me.
Wait, one way to find out. Wait. Which
like fluffy birds. Like,
there's got to be some. There's got to be. We have not discovered all dinosaurs yet. There's got to be a dinosaur out there that's just like.
Like a cute koala bear dinosaur.
Yeah. Basically a Care Bearosaurus.
Care Bearosaurus.
You know, honestly.
I got to draw that now. I have to draw
please
that.
You do. Please.
I have a new drawing challenge.
Hey, New Girl Die Girls logo is just a Care Bearosaurus.
Care Bearosaurus. I love it.
Hugging the mic.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Rachel, if you could clone yourself, would you have sex with your clone? Also, would that be considered gay or just masturbation?
Wait, is your clone the guy version?
No, it's you exactly.
Oh.
Same thoughts, same
like,
body.
Like Xerox you right now.
Yeah.
Double you.
Oh, so, fuck you.
Yeah, like double sleeve.
Yeah, girl.
You know?
So I'd do that, but...
Like, why are you such a guy?
But... I have this master plan, okay? I have this master plan.
Break it down.
Okay.
Before I have bottom surgery... I'm going to get an ass ton of Viagra, and I'm going to go to Spencer's and get a clone of Willy.
Ooh.
And I'm going to clone that motherfucker so that when I get done with surgery, I can fuck
you
myself.
Can fuck yourself? That's awesome!
That is...
People can be like, Rachel, go fuck yourself. And you're going to be like way ahead of you.
I'm doing that in 5 minutes.
Hey, I call those days weekends.
I'm so badass, I dilate with my own dick.
Yeah, sex with my own clone, but I feel like we would just argue about who's going to be the bottom.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, we would just get mad at each other. Is why we sound like a guy.
Yeah, like clone me. What happens?
Why do you sound like that? Like, I don't know. Why do you sound like that?
Nothing.
I would also have the world's longest arm wrestling match because if you're evenly matched, it would just go on forever, right?
No. Yeah. We'd sit around and be like, hey, you want to run on a website? Yeah. Okay. You write the front end, I write the back end. Wait, yeah. Actually, no, you write the back. Wait.
Do you want to develop an app?
Do you want to build an app?
Number 3.
Last question. Rachel, you ready?
Ready.
My questions are very sexual tonight. Okay. If you could have sex. No, wait, sorry. Let me try that again. If you could have oral sex with a mermaid, would that be considered eating sushi? Silent, but I swear people are laughing if you're just listening.
I think that would be called eating the fish taco.
Oh yeah,
oh,
would.
Shit. I was gonna say California or Philly roll.
So if mermaids are girls, are mermen the opposite? Like fish head, human bottom?
Uh-huh, yeah.
The dick?
Harp head, peeny bottom.
Nice. And that has been the Mika Minute.
Have you ever just sitting there watching like Finding Nemo and being like, damn, that fish is hot?
Mm. Always.
Yeah.
I like the turtles. They're
like seagulls.
I watch Finding Nemo and I'm like, man, I wish I had some spicy mayo and eel sauce right now.
So one of the things with that work, I'm too afraid to go out for lunch because I'm terrified when I stand up, people are gonna be like, oh, she's leaving. Like doesn't want to work here anymore. So I have not eaten lunch at work last week. And I keep wanting, like, everybody goes, like, they go out for sushi a lot. And I'm just like, oh, God. I want to eat some eel sauce. Like eel sauce. sounds fantastic right now. I'm one of these days I'm going to eat New York food. Apparently there's a lot of it, and it's like all over the place.
But do you like sushi, Rachel?
Hold on. What is this irrational thought that you have of standing up? People are thinking that you're quitting.
I like at a new job. I haven't worked in an office in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's COVID.
It's
COVID
okay killed to leave and come back. You know?
No, in New York, that's like a sign. You stand up, you're like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
And people you just are have like, to have oh, the fishbowl so... with you. Who's coming with me?
speaking of work, I was at the bank the other day, last week, because, you know, I haven't worked in a week. But I was at the bank last week, and I was helping a customer. And real-life interaction that we had. He asked me, he said, do you know who the richest woman in the world is?
Oprah.
And I said, probably Taylor Swift. And he's like, nope, it's Oprah. And I said, okay. Yeah. And he's like, I don't like Oprah. And I said, okay. He said, yeah, it's not because she's black. She's just too political. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, you know who else I don't like? Whoopi Goldberg. And I said,
there's a trend here, sir.
There's a trend.
I said, okay. And he said, yeah, she's just too political. Like, and this, he's like, I just don't like them. He's like, I just don't like them. Not that I hate them. I just don't like them. And I was like, okay. He's like, yeah. He's like, the only people I really hate are the transsexuals.
Oh my god!
Like Oprah and
boy,
and
do Whoopi. I have news for you.
So did he not like them because they were politically on the left, or like did they were vocal? Like, did like you should have been like, hey, what about Ted Nugent? Like, is he cool? Or
let's make this even more comparison. Let's talk about Candace Owens because she is also black. And also a woman.
Ask him about Blair White. Be like, hey, what are your thoughts on Blair White?
But I don't know. Backwoods Kentucky, I doubt he even knows who Blair White is.
But he's gonna go home and hate masturbate to that. Like, he's gonna go look her up and be like, I'm rubbing out like six times this girl. But I hate her, but I love her, but I hate her.
But I had to chuckle because I literally just put my head in my hands and said, tell me more.
So how was it? Was this an actual, were you at a desk and like, you were just sort of like sitting across from him, like, you were going to sit here until you tell me everybody that you hate, right? Or like, this wasn't across the counter where you could be like, I need to go check on something real quick.
So it was, we were behind the teller line and I was in the middle of four teller stations and literally all three other people. You just watch their eyes get wide as they look over at me. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like.
You know, honestly, though, that's kind of a compliment, though, that he was just like, you know, this girl gets it. Yeah, she hates them transsexuals, too. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's a messed up thing to say, did that kind of make you feel like some affirmation? Like, that's kind of cool.
I was going to say, I was, I don't know, part of it was like when customer left, I was like, well, guess I blend in pretty well. but the other side of me was like, dude, like, we're, like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Do you want a JBCB or not?
Ooh, speaking of which. It's weird how, like, people will, they'll play around with you like they don't really care when they know that you're like you go into a place and they're like, oh yeah, no, we're very accepting here of your kind. And it's like, cool, yeah, I know you clocked me as soon as I walked in. I got it, thank you. But like when they don't clock you and they like then they like start saying their real opinions, like, I kind of hate you too. Like, it's like, well, neither one of these things is good, because it's like either you clocked me immediately and now you're walking on eggshells, or you didn't clock me and now you're telling me how shitty I am. And it's like, cool. But Yeah, getting called a lesbian in the night was kind of awesome. I was just like, God.
See, my coworkers didn't know for a good, like, 3 months. And...
Did you tell them? Or how did they find out?
So... It kind of came out. I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth one night and had to essentially out myself.
They were like, hey, having a penis. You're like, you know what? Been there. Like,
So
yeah, we were talking about prior marriages. And I kind of let it slip just because I'm used to telling that story of I was married to a woman, but that was, you know, before the transition. And they were like, wait, mm-hmm. What? Oh, let me show you the wedding photo.
They're like, wait, hang on. Especially with bankers. Like, hang on. This $5 plus $10 equals, hang on. You were married to a woman. You have a kid. All right. But so did they like? How was it accepted? Like, did they like? Everybody's just like, that's cool. Or especially you're in Kentucky. Well, sorry, wait. You're in the middle America.
I mean, anyone who goes onto my Instagram knows I am from Kentucky. I am in the middle of the Bible Belt, but. Honestly, in Kentucky, the big cities, I live in one of the big cities. The big cities are all pretty liberal, believe that or not. It's a red state because of the backwoods of Kentucky. The big cities are all pretty open and accepting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of, I feel like that's kind of everywhere you go. It's like even in Texas, like Austin was pretty good, Dallas was good, Houston was okay. I'm realizing we are like 30 minutes over what we usually do for a regular episode. Rachel, I have a question.
Yes,
for you. What's your transition theme song?
has anyone given my answer yet? The perfect answer? No.
What was yours?
Okay, so the correct response is Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman.
I'm surprised we haven't got more of those responses.
Right? Got a lot of like
we get a couple of people with Aerosmith, dude looks like a lady, and it's like, you know.
Yeah. Or what's the one, Take a Walk on the Wild Side? God damn it, what the fuck is his name?
That's not Van Morrison. No, actually, so
you know what's another good one? No Doubts, I'm Just a Girl. Just little old me. That song.
Lou Reed. That's what I was thinking of.
So Bree 2 is really into Miss Doubtfire and with
Bree Dose.
Bree Dose. And we've been watching that movie, and every time I've watched that movie like 3 times, and every time it comes up when they're doing the party outside the house, I'm like, I know somebody who's peed in those bushes. Because we went and found that house in San Francisco, and the people I was with like just couldn't hold it. And it's like, that's what I remember that movie about. It's just going to find the house and just peeing in the bushes. But it's a real house. You can find it in San Francisco.
I did that. I did that in the Field of Dreams cornfield. It's okay.
Hey, now that Rachel, that's your Field of Dreams now.
Oh yeah, it is. You claimed it. Yeah. You claimed it.
You mark it.
Nice Field of Dreams. Mine now.
Hey, Rachel, I think Bree has a question now too.
Yeah, I do. It's I do have my own official question. So
how big are your boobies?
Yeah.
Giant. fucking giant. How
big was that your question?
Yeah, sort of.
Did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Bree.
No, the real question is, how big your ding-a-ling? No, we're kidding.
It's gonna be, we should get Nikki Dolly 95 on.
Sorry, I threw up a little bit.
Anyway.
You got miles to go before
sleep. Shut up. All right. If you wanted to see someone come on this show, who would you want to see come on the show? Who would you call out to be on this show that you know? This is like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, you know, where you dump it on your head and then you say, I challenge you to fucking do it. Same principle.
I mean, y'all already got my girl Tori on the show. So now you're making this really difficult on me. I'm drawing a blank here. I would say go after a big fish, like one Rose Montoya.
Rose
Montoya. I've been trying to get Gabby Tuff to come on.
That would be another great one.
Rose Montoya.
That would be another great one. Very, very difficult to get a hold of right now, I would imagine.
She's been messaging me on her app. Apparently, it only costs like $200 a month to be part of her program. And if you don't check in for several months, they check in on you.
Give us $800 and we haven't heard from you, we will make sure you're still alive.
Well, think on it, and if there's anybody that you want to tell us to get, we will get them on, and we'll do a five piece.
How about Barack Obama? That'd be cool.
Wait, he was on what? He was on the Dancing with the Stars, right?
I think so.
He was.
Do you think we could get Barack and Michelle?
I don't even know that name.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh,
yeah.
Made it right to the very end.
The host still Donald Trump? Because that would be.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, well, we should jump to after hours because I do want to see them boobies. And actually, I have a really cute top that everybody who's not a Patreon subscriber, sadly, you're gonna fucking miss it. You're gonna freaking miss it. I guess y'all want to jump into final thoughts real quick. I can go first if you want to. Rachel,
ooh, can I go first? Because I'm never good at this.
Oh, good. Yeah, get it all the way.
Okay. Rachel, it was an honor to meet you. Thank you so much for being on this podcast in the beginning, and for letting me kind of fill in for you. I miss hearing your voice on the podcast because my voice sucks. But you're a lovely person, and I wish you the best with all your sports.
You look like a big bra to fill.
See, I'm really bad at this. Also, I've seen pictures of your boobies. They're very nice.
It works. Rachel, as always, you are one of my favorite people in the entire world, and this wouldn't be this without you. Like I said, it was the inspiration to talk to you again and not talk to anybody the other people that got me thinking of how do I talk to Rachel more and not anybody else. That spurred on Girl Like Girls. So I will always you will always be my sister and one of my favorite people in the entire world. And I hope look at him hearts.
Aww.
And I hope you know that I will always love you, and you're a massive inspiration. So
well, thank you. That's very sweet.
Now say something nice about us.
I was giving Bree a chance here.
Oh, good to see you, bitch.
Bree's like, hey, good to see you again.
Yeah. Say, hey, don't cut me off. I'm in the middle of a heartfelt segment here. good to fucking see you again. Like, thanks for coming on, chump.
Rachel, no. I still have a sign with a note to you on it from the original GGG. So
mail it.
Gotta come to New York to get it though.
Oh yeah. Never mind.
I do need to come to New York.
Yeah.
It has a heartfelt message to you on it, on the back of it.
Oh, I'm excited to read said heartfelt message. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go just as I see it on the screen. Danny, what can I say? Like, shit, talk about like starting something out of nothing, right? Out of a Facebook Live that turned into the weirdest competition I've ever seen in my life.
Right? Day, I tell you what.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's been amazing getting to know each other over the last year. We've definitely caused some trouble, but you're my sister.
This is just the start, baby.
This is so beautiful right now.
Brie, my, like, that was like the oddest like friend group ever, and I love it. Danny, thank you for bringing both of us together. I remember when Brie and I first got talking, and Danny's like, oh my god, I love this.
Yeah.
Outside, like, it's happening.
I was so happy y'all got along. I was like, oh, all right.
What are we doing tonight, Brain?
the alchemist in me was like, done, concocted it right.
It's like Pepsi and Pop Rocks.
Right? Coca-Cola, Mentos.
Let's do it. To the moon, Skittles, motherfuckers.
Taste the rainbow. Alright, and Mika, thank you for filling my shoes and keeping the podcast going when I had to take a step back. Thank you for being one of those people to give me inspiration and show me that it can be done when I first started my transition and kind of showing me the way without even knowing that you were doing so. Definitely, definitely, definitely is something I'll never forget and something I'll never be able to repay you for.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
I can be sentimental sometimes.
Wow.
I didn't believe it until I just heard it.
Brie and Danny were talking so bad about you before the podcast, but you're such a sweetheart.
Like, hey, look at how big your boobs are. They're just, damn it. But Rachel, this is just the start of what we're going to, the four of us are going to, going to cultivate soon. So everybody out there, stay tuned, motherfuckers. We're going to blow your mind. Anyways, so for...
Might not be the only thing we blow.
That's right.
Anyways, so for those who are not the Patreon subscribers, this is where we're going to leave you, and you're going to only see us wearing this, sadly. Anyways, good luck masturbating to this. But if you want to...
Have you ever met a man? They can masturbate to pretty much anything.
Hey.
That's true.
You'd
be looking at a
but
corn
if
on
you
the
are
cob,
a Patreon subscriber, we will see you in our sexy time coming up. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Rachel, thanks again for coming back on and reigniting the all the passion inside of my heart as to why this has been the best decision I've ever made. So even better than having a kid. Just kidding.
I don't like my kids either.
Just kidding. So everybody else, if you're gonna join the after hours, we'll see you then. If not, we'll see you next week. And for Girl Dad Girls, I am that's QT Danny B. Not on the wall.
I'm Michaela Garcia, a.k.a. Michaelaville, a.k.a. the adorable girl next door.
Mm-hmm. A.k.a. Fupa.
A.k.a. Fupa.
Fupa.
What does a.k.a. even stand for?
Also known as.
Also known as.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Nailed it. I am Bree St. Marie, a.k.a. Ho Ho Homewrecker.
We have actually, real quick, Rachel, how do people get in touch with you on the internet? Where do they find you?
Gosh, on the internet, you can find me on Instagram, RachelDaisy13. And if you look real
deep. How do you spell that? Is it Daisy as in like the flower, or is it Daisy as in something else?
D-O-E-S-E.
Ah. Daisy, if you do.
Put it right here.
Interesting. And if you look really deep in that bio, you will also find a nice little OnlyFans link. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your name on OnlyFans?
Rachel.
Anyway.
I had like 669 search results.
Awesome. Another great episode, everybody. And we will see everybody in the after hours. And have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you are interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.